We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so quite a day today. Where to begin here? big story from the Upstate that's gone pretty national. These Catholic pro-life kids from the Catholic school right here, Our Lady of the Rosary, go to the Smithsonian and are told, I mean, Smithsonian is a government it's a government institution. Yeah. They can't wear a pro-life cap. What? but this is a mentality of folks who work for the federal government now.
Yeah.
Every agency, we talked about this yesterday, is weaponized. Doesn't bear much resemblance to what it once was. It's all weaponized to go after half of the country that wants to be free, wants to remain American, wants to follow a constitution, wants to have the most basic rights. And, you know, people are like, wow. And you should see, like, just the reactions to this. Wow, you can't. Well, you First Amendment, you can't tell kids they can't wear a pro-life cap. Well, why can't they? We have more than a dozen agencies censoring Americans across 14 tech platforms. It used to be 15 before Elon Musk bought Twitter. Why wouldn't they think they could just tell them what they could wear and censor them? I mean, a serious question. They do it online. I mean, we've got the National Science Foundation is censoring. The State Department is censoring. We have the Capitol Police have begun to censor. And they just pick out accounts they don't like and people don't like and personal enemies and just, you know, get rid of that. And then they hand it over to the FBI and the FBI does it. They're the gatekeeper. So, I mean, I just find it funny that people are like, wow, you went after the Smithsonian, went after them for the cap. Well, yeah, I mean, they're one of dozens of federal agencies censoring people they don't like. I mean, What's the big deal? This is what we do every day. No one cares. We're losing the First Amendment in this country. Of course the folks at the Smithsonian thought they could tell people what they could wear. But it's really cool that this is right out of the, you know, this is the Upstate. Shocking encounter at the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum.
One of my favorite places to go in Washington. The National Air and Space Museum.
Crash and I went there last time we were in D.C. And it was really neat. It was, you know, it was amazing to see, like, they have either replicas or the actual things that we sent into space. Mm-hmm. And the ones that are older, you're like, wow. I mean, it doesn't even have the technological look of the things we produce today, like microwaves.
No.
It's not as well put together.
Yeah.
And you're amazed that that made it to space and back. Like, wow. Looking at it today, I'm like, oh, I wouldn't get in that thing, go to space. There's no way. Because our technology is taking leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
But no, so... It's a really cool place to visit. But the idea that you can't wear the words rosary and pro-life on a cap?
Which is not a political statement.
No.
That is a cultural belief that goes beyond the bounds of politics. That is not one particular party. So in that respect, then, the question then becomes, are there other political beliefs that are excluded from being worn on caps at that institution?
I don't know, but I guarantee if you'd had a pro-choice cap on, they wouldn't have said a thing. It would have been celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. So yeah. One of the kids last night, Patrick Murphy, said the group was looking at an exhibit when they were approached by two women, security guards, about their attire. And they said all people wearing a pro-life hat take it off and immediately were confused. And okay, so here he is talking about how that went.
We're dressed by two women in all black.
Sorry, I hit the button. Here we go.
We're dressed by two women in all black, presumably security guards, and they tell us indirectly, and they say, all people wearing a pro-life hat, take it off. And immediately we're confused. After that, we decided to sit against the wall, and we were approached by a large man as we were walking out because we had to catch our bus.
Right.
And he comes up to us, rubbing his hands together, saying, y'all are about to make my day, with a massive smile on his face.
Murphy says, I said, this is a violation, you know, the kid, the student, this is a violation of First Amendment rights. This is a government-funded building. How are we paying for this with our taxes? And I'm not allowed to wear the hat? And he says that was in response to, he said, after walking out of the building, they got kicked out. Murphy said they were approached by a man claiming he had reports the group had refused to take off their hats and they were in trouble. So this is a mentality of every part of our federal government.
Yeah.
You know, and okay, they told him to take it off in person. Is the Smithsonian one of the federal groups, agencies that's censoring online? Try putting that online. They'll take you down. I mean, you have the National Institute of Science, right? Funded to the tune of millions of dollars in the American Recovery Act to write algorithms. They're not even hiding it. To censor populist speech online and populist politicians. That's what the contract is for. Algorithms. And the shock ensues when we're like, wow, they won't let us wear a pro-life cap. And they won't let you have a pro-life Twitter, Facebook account. They won't let you say those things online, and the FBI will take you down if the AI from the National Institutes of Science doesn't. I mean, what part of this is a surprise to anybody? This is how we function now. But I guess it's just not real to people until it's personal and it's in person. And I mean, I don't know. Every day we lose more of our free speech rights and I just sit here and watch it. Nobody cares. It's like it's not a big deal. I'm glad somebody noticed. So the big news today, Lee, I'm still reeling from this. Okay. We're going to get into this. Hunter Biden. And this was the headline in the UK Daily Mail yesterday. Right. Mm-hmm. Where we go to find out what's happening in this country. Hunter Biden admits his laptop is his. So they go and sue, or they go and write letters to, which they make public, demanding that the Department of Injustice go after Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani, for disseminating Hunter's personal material from the laptop. So in the process, it's actually really funny. I did the podcast on it yesterday. They threw all 51 former heads of the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, the Defense Intelligence Agency, threw them all into the bus. Those guys who had gone out on a limb and lied and said, yeah, this not Hunter's. This Russian disinformation, not Hunter's.
Well, he threw the big guy under the bus, too. This was a topic brought up in a presidential debate
on national
television. Donald Trump made the accusation about the laptop. The president candidate for president, the former vice president at that time, Joe Biden, denied that was going on, said that there was all of these top national security people, five former Central Intelligence Agency saying that this was Russian propaganda. Now,
you know, you're right. He did throw his dad. I didn't even think of that angle.
That happened during the presidential debate.
You want me to play it? I got it.
Sure.
Real quick.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this has all the care. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage.
He's talking about Trump there.
that man, Joe Biden, is lying.
Yep.
Every single one of those people who signed any document were lying. It was known that this was a real laptop. It was known by all of these people at that time. That was a known factor. These people lied and lied during a presidential campaign, lied live on the air on a presidential debate.
You know what? I think I'm the only person in the country literally on either side of the aisle pointing this out. When you do this, they hear it in Russia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay? So we have keep in mind that just what has happened here, okay? At the end of the Obama administration, in retaliation for Russia hacking and interference in our election and an attempted coup by Russia, none of which happened, okay? And all of which Barack Obama and Joe Biden knew didn't happen. They knew Hillary made it up because the CIA had briefed them in the summer of 2016. And yet, in the fall and winter of 2016, Obama, in retaliation, rolled tanks up to the Russian border with military personnel and began threatening Russia on its own border in retaliation, knowing damn well that none of it ever happened. You know, and everybody's walking around now going, wow, Putin's acting kind of weird. Why is he rampaging through Ukraine? Why is he so insistent on taking Ukraine to use it as a border from us? Because we're crazy. I mean, the specific warning, we are dangerous. I mean, I would be deadly afraid of us. What are we capable of? We make up accusations against Russia. It was a coup, Russian disinformation, Russian attacks on our democracy. None of it happened. Those are acts of war when we do that. And then in response to the fake intel, we roll tanks on your border and menace you? Of course Russia wants to take Ukraine as a barrier between us and them. We're insane. I mean, we are plumb nuts. And we expect Russia to have no reaction to this whatsoever. Well, here's the thing. When we rolled those tanks up, Lee, Obama, who did it, knew that Hillary had made up the Russian disinformation narrative because he'd been told that by the head of the CIA. And he also knew Russia was very upset about it. That's what John Brennan warned him. Look, Russia knows this is fake. Russia's not interfering. There's no bots. There's no hacking. There's none of this. And so this could be a potential problem that Russia's mad about it. And we're like, oh, cool. We'll just start a fake war over the fake Russian disinformation, the fake Russian coup, and the fake Russian interference by for real rolling our tanks up to the border of a country that's nuclear armed. And we expect them to have no reaction. Just imagine if they did that to us, what our reaction would be. It would be the proper one. We'd go down to Mexico and wreak havoc to protect ourselves because they'd be nuts, but they're not nuts. We're nuts. And all of this over one crackhead's laptop. That's what's so insane.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Crazy news breaking overnight. It's the kind of thing my liberal troll friends will never hear in the mainstream media. They would have no idea. And it's the kind of thing that shows us what the Bidens get in exchange for their Chinese money. And a shocking amount of Chinese money and documents taking place. Folks, when you're talking about the amount of data that is being stored currently by the Bidens at the University of Pennsylvania. Okay, with the one place the FBI does not have any interest in raiding or investigating. And why are they not interested in going to the UPenn Center? $100 million pumped into that thing by the Chinese, a lot of anonymous donors. When it opened, the Chinese donate the money. An office in Chinatown where the classified information Joe Biden illegally possesses is packed up, including the classified information, and moved to the Penn Biden Center. We know Chinese individuals had access to the Penn Biden Center. Now, it was just a few items, just a couple of classified. I mean, Joe didn't need to take them. Oh, wow. He didn't need to take them home. 33 pallets. You know what a pallet is? Like you need a forklift to lift it? Pallets? 33 pallets holding 1,875 boxes and 415 gigabytes of electronic records. They're at the university. Where's the one place, including all the Senate records, which we now know contain documents he stole? Senators cannot take classified data home. That's theft. It's a felony. Every instance is a felony. We know Joe Biden already committed several. Do you know the effort it takes to move? The dollars, 33 pallets containing 1,875 boxes to the University of Pennsylvania. And then what do you do? Well, the same thing Hunter did in the last office. You give the Chinese a key. They come and go as they please. And now the University of Pennsylvania, which got the $100 million, paid $1.1 million of it to Joe Biden, never taught a class. That's Chinese money laundering through University of Pennsylvania. Paid our Secretary of State. He got a big salary. He never did anything either. And they're coming and going and coming and going, coming and going. So what's in that 33 pallets holding 1,875 boxes at University of Pennsylvania? Well, I don't know. And the FBI doesn't want to know. That's how you know there's crimes there. So they're going to go make a big show of, hey, we're at the beach house. Look at us over here in the Delaware. We're at the beach house. Yay, look at us. Party time. We're looking for the classified documents, but we are not looking at the 1,800 boxes on the 33 pallets. And we have absolutely no interest whatsoever in the Chinese individuals who they were, who got to come and go from the place they donated $100 million for. And why Hunter moved the classified data out of that conveniently located Chinatown office, we don't want to know that either. No, I'm sure it's cool. It's all good. So what do the Chinese get for that? Because you think, I mean, they're going to want a lot for that. What do the Chinese get for that? Well, they get control over our national security. They get control over our EVs. There's a mine, probably the most valuable mine in the entire United States of America. There's a mine in northeastern Minnesota. And that mine contains, are you ready for this? 95% of our nickel reserves, 34% of our copper reserves, and a staggering 88% of our cobalt reserves. You cannot build EVs, a lot of our tech, and a lot of our defense materials without that cobalt. 88% of the cobalt we have is in that mine. Joe Biden just banned the mining of it for 20 years. That alone is staggering. Who are two of the top five producers of cobalt on Earth? And the people paying Hunter, Russia and China. So at the same time he's banning the mining on this mine, you know, climate change, he sends John Kerry over to secretly cut a deal, which we found out about, with China to buy theirs. That's what you sell them. That's what they get. They get to classify data, and Hunter and Joe get millions of dollars. Listen to this. It's my bad. This guy isn't even hiding the fact that China bought him and he doesn't represent us. Take a listen to this.
The Biden administration just blocked plans for a brand new mine that could have helped America secure its mineral independence. The White House is imposing a 20-year ban in the Superior National Forest in Minnesota, which contains 95% of the United States' nickel reserves, 34% of the nation's copper, and 88% of the nation's cobalt. Now, many worry this will increase our China dependence even more. Minnesota Congressman Pete Stauber is the chairman of the Subcommittee on Energy and Mineral Resources. What are the repercussions going to be to this mining ban?
Well, it's simply unacceptable. As you said, Ashley, the 95% of the nickel, 88% of the cobalt, over a third of the copper and other platinum group elements. These are critical minerals that we use in our everyday lives. And they're used in our defense, our computers, our iPhones, our tablets. And these are critical minerals that we can mine here in the United States of America safely with the best environmental, best labor standards. And this administration refuses to mine these minerals in the United States of America, yet enters into a memorandum of understanding with the communist country of China for their minerals. It's simply unacceptable. It's immoral because we know they use child slave labor. That's a fact. Over 40,000 children are forced to mine these critical minerals, and this administration enters into agreement, turns a blind eye to that. That is absolutely immoral and unconscionable when we have these minerals right here in the United States, in particular in northern Minnesota.
So John Kerry goes over there to cut the secret mine deal to buy the minerals from China as we shut down the U.S. mine. What does that do? That gives China veto power over our defense in terms of building things we need for that, over our tech and over our EVs. As the Democrats push, particularly in states like California, you'll see this nationwide when they get a little bit of power, to ban gas-powered vehicles, put China in the driver's seat for these minerals that we need to build this stuff so they can charge whatever they want. And Russia, too. This is what China and Russia paid for. Oh, and the firings. The firings have begun at the mine.
Congressman, about how many jobs will this take away from American workers?
Thousands. You have the mining jobs, and then you have those businesses that service the mines. And also, we're talking about strategic national security. Ashley, if the communist country of China and Russia stop selling their minerals to the world, we're in trouble. We cannot depend on them. We have to hold the dependency of our nation in the palm of our own hands.
Yep.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, so picking this back up. Shocking enough, reported yesterday that the probably single most critical mind in the entire United States of America for us having any kind of future, if we want to have technological devices, if we want to have defense, national defense, if we want to have the, you know, EVs, is this mine in Minnesota. Because it produces three of the critical minerals, we need to do that. 88% of our cobalt, 95% of our nickel is in this one mine. So Joe Biden out of nowhere goes, environment, and shuts it down for 20 years. That was shocking enough, and I went through the top producers of cobalt on Earth, top five, and two of them are China and Russia. Those are the countries that have been paying off Hunter Biden. But what we didn't know and what we just learned is this. While Joe Biden is doing that, John Kerry is sneaking around, cutting deals with China for us to buy those same minerals. So we will now be dependent on China for those minerals. That is what they get for the money they pay Joe and Hunter. That's what they get. This has nothing to do with the environment. We would mine it so much cleaner. We're not going to use child slave labor like China does. But most importantly, we need to control these mines so that China doesn't have a veto power over our national defense. So let me tell you what's going on here. This is Joe Biden giving China a monopoly over these critical minerals and veto power over what we can build defense-wise, and with the monopoly power, total control, almost total control over the price that we have to pay. So China gets all the money back and more that they gave to Hunter, and Hunter snorted up his nose or spent on the Russian prostitutes. Here's Representative Peter Strawbert talking about this deal. Folks, this is so in your face that your president is owned by China. He's not even hiding it. And you think if you're going to do this, you'd hide it better? Send John Kerry over there to cut a secret deal that y'all can't keep secret? I mean, look, people are going to notice if you shut down the mine that has all the materials to build the EVs, the electric vehicles you want to force Americans to drive. They're going to notice that. Here's Representative Peter Strauber on this.
The House is investigating John Kerry's secret climate negotiations in China. Now, you're not on the House Oversight Committee, but with your background in energy, I do want your thoughts on these secret meetings between Kerry and China.
The fact of the matter is, what does the communist country of China have over this, the Biden and this administration? Why would he refuse to use United States labor for mining critical minerals? And why would he put a special envoy in John Kerry to secretly make agreements with the country of China? It's unacceptable. We have to put America first, America workers first, and America security first.
I mean, if this doesn't necessitate an FBI raid on you, Penn, to see what's in those materials that the Chinese had access to. Just, they want to go everywhere but where the crime occurred. But that's pretty typical of them for Joe Biden. Okay, meanwhile, on top of all of that, it turns out they lied. They absolutely were coming for your gas stove. Full stop. They had planned to ban them. Based on one study done by a liberal group, two people in a liberal group. It wasn't even a real study, not peer-reviewed. It was more like a write-up by two people who don't even have science degrees. And they're like, oh, asthma. Yeah, that might be caused by gas stoves. Let's ban them. It's part, and we talked about this last week, it's part of a bigger drive. They actually ultimately have over 150 regulations planned on your gas stove, your microwave, your dishwasher, your washing machine, your dryer, your heat pump, and also your hot water heater. 150 planned for the next year. All of them will jack the price of those things so far through the roof that Americans are going to have a hard time affording them. Look, we've already seen this. The first device that they went after was the heat, was the heating systems, and Long Heating and Air was telling us about that all last year. They put regulations on them that will increase the cost of the average new heat system, like for your home, by 25%. It's insane. They want to make sure you have to live in a hovel. People are going to begin to live in houses that don't have heat pumps, don't have water heaters, don't have stoves, because these things have become out of the reach of the middle class. That is not an accident. It's not an accident. It's incredibly frustrating, but it's not an accident. Here's the memo that has leaked out. So, you know, the Biden administration last week said, oh, Russian disinformation, crazy conservatives, this is nuts. We were never going to ban your gas. Oh, look. Thank God for the whistleblowers. A couple honest people left in the federal government. Here's the memo. Well, about what? How about the Biden administration's plan to ban your gas stove? CPSC, that's a commission that has the power to recommend the bans. CPSC, this is from the memo, has the responsibility to ban consumer products that emit hazard substances, particularly when those emissions harm children. There's sufficient information available for us to begin proposing to ban gas stoves in homes. That's written by Richard Trumka Jr., the commissioner, October 25th, 2023. So they absolutely were coming for your gas stove. Folks, somebody on my Rumble channel nailed this week. Some great comments and commentary and community developing there. It's rumble.com. My channel's Tara Servatius. My name, all one word. And he said, look, this is about controlling every aspect of your life using climate change. And in particular, when you're talking about the EVs, you're talking about their plans to go after and ban big size pickup trucks. This is about controlling your ability to move, your ability to drive, your ability to cook, your ability to heat your home. If they can get you into an electric vehicle and they continue removing sources of power from the grid, guess what they have? Total control over when and where you can drive. They could do it on a neighborhood by neighborhood basis, block by block basis, state by state basis. Oh, sorry, no. You're only going to be able to charge that EV twice a week. Folks, Tara, that'll never happen. It already did in California. They put out guidance saying don't charge your EV. The grid's at full capacity. They realized they'd messed up and shown their hand. And Gavin Newsom walked it back. The governor's like, well, you know, charge your EV, but don't cook. Don't eat and, don't wash anything. This is why they're obsessed with electric. Because they can control it at the flip of a switch. And as they deny us sources of energy over and over and over and over, and the flow through the grid gets less and less, and the number of EVs goes up and up, guess what? They got veto power. Oh, what's your last name? My last name starts with S. Okay, cool. You get to drive Tuesday and Thursday. You get to drive Tuesday and Thursday. How do we know they're going to do it? Because they already did in Pakistan. Using the same environmental policies that kneecap the grid. This is all about power and control. And they are coal busted. Well, it's Friday. How many hours did you work this week? Will you keep working right through the weekend? Might want to do something about that. Here's the things that can happen to you if you work more than 40 hours a week. Your risk of having a stroke or heart attack goes way up. According to a study by the WHO, working more than 55 hours a week was associated with a 35% higher risk of stroke and a 17% higher risk of dying from heart disease. Compared to 35 to 40 hours a week. And you know why that is? It actually makes sense. If you're working, past the 50-hour mark, most of the time in the modern world, that means you're sitting. It means you're sitting more hours, and that is so bad for your body. I tell you, if you do anything I get up and walk around. Find a way to get up and walk around. Best thing you can do. Just makes you feel so much better. I do that all the time. If I'm down, if I'm tired, I did last night actually because I was pretty beat and I needed to study with my son. I needed to get my, you know, my head was so groggy and I was going to do math. Never a good combo. So I'll just hop on my treadmill. I love my treadmill. I'll hop on my treadmill and I'll boom, 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 boom for 5 minutes. Just power walk it. And it's better than a hit of caffeine. I love to do natural drugs. I'm a big fan of the natural drug serotonin. It is a true and powerful thing. And you get on there and just power walk it for 5 minutes and I can go for another 2 hours. I'll use it the way some people use caffeine. I do it at night because I'm caffeine fueled in the morning. I'll do it at night because I can't take caffeine. I'll be up all night. I just feel so much better. And when you do that every day, and I do, man, I go to, if I'm out of town, I can't exercise, I go 2 days. I feel like I can feel my blood slow down. I swear I can feel it. It makes me wonder, people who don't move, what the condition of their body is. Anyway, if you work over 50 hours a week, your sleep and work suffers. Multiple studies found less than 6 hours of sleep a night, you get more distracted, anxious, irritable. Sitting for all those hours will make you feel fried. Distracted, anxious, and irritable. You become more susceptible to impulsively taking bigger risks. And you stop being good at your job. Oh, this is so true. Because there's a point at which, you know, it's diminishing returns. So 5-year survey of 5,000 employees and managers across several different industries found that working between 30 and 50 hours can improve someone's in performance if they were working more than that. But if they work more than 50 hours, the job performance starts to plateau. So, definitely something worth considering. Definitely worth considering. Let's jump on the Rumble stream. Napnip writes, yep, they're targeting everything that gives you independence from government. Folks, three words, the Lever Act. I've been telling you this for a while. This is why we are finding out this morning the Biden administration denied they were trying to ban your stove, your gas stove. They lied. We've got their internal memos now that leaked out. They absolutely were. Why are they doing this? Well, he nails it. They're targeting everything that gives you independence from government. And the reason they're targeting it, the New York Times explained in June, is because there's something called the Lever Act on the books. It was passed during World War I, and it gave the government the ability. They've already got this. It's already on the books. It gave the government the ability to seize means of production of energy, so that'd be the grid, and food production. If there was an interruption in that. And the New York Times, super excited about this Lever Act still being on the books. They're saying, well, the Democrats should do that, man. They should do that. Because during World War I, folks don't realize that the president actually seized control of food production and rationed food the way they did in the USSR to control people. And so what the left is doing, this is what is going on right now. This is what's going to make everything make so much sense. What the left is doing is attacking the supply chain. And they're destroying the grid in order to use the Lever Act to take it over. And they want everything electrical so they can turn it on and off at will. And they have total control. That is why, I mean, they gave up the game in the New York Times. It's where they're going. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I will have 48 hours at the end of today. Don't have to worry about sitting thing, though. Usually get over 25,000 steps a day, according to my watch. Good. Get up and walk around. It's so good for you. Another texter writes, popping China's balloon over Montana may pollute the environment with nitrous oxide and lead to more climate changes. Folks, come on. Chinese spy balloon as big as 3 buses? And they just float in that sucker? And the mainstream media is pretending like it's no big deal? And the Biden administration is like, oh, we better leave it up there. Texter writes, hey, Tara, the Bidens get millions. We get a Chinese spy balloon that our compromised military generals won't shoot down. Yeah, another texter writes, It's everybody's sounding off on this morning. We're going to get into this balloon in a little bit. Joe Biden is so compromised he won't even pop a balloon that belongs to China over Montana because it may offend Xi. The chairman, he says, this is one of his best friends. And they traveled 17,000 miles together, except they didn't travel any miles together, but that's okay. Texture writes, hey, Tara, my last water heater cost $300. The one I purchased last week cost $840. Oh, wait, no, you haven't seen anything yet. Wait till they hit you with the 150 regulations that are coming in the next year. Texter writes, Tara is still waiting for Hillary to be prosecuted for the uranium deal. Me too. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm a former director of national intelligence officer. That's interesting. Biden was a major leaker 2001 through 2016. Texter writes, look at it this way. The average tractor trailer can hold only 26 to 28 pallets. So we're talking at the University of Pennsylvania, stored at the Penn Biden Center, paid for by anonymous Chinese donations, $100 million, there is 33 pallets. So you're saying the average tractor trailer can only hold 26 to 28 pallets. 33 pallets of Biden information that the University of Pennsylvania is currently in court fighting against releasing. They're all Biden's record.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.